Before we get started today, I got to tell you something really quick. Everything, absolutely every course at schoolofthespirit.tv is 70% off for the next few days. We're preparing to transition, removing all the content. It'll be available to you, but what you get right now, you can never get again. 70% off for the next few days. As we transition, we want to bless you. We want you to grab a hold of these resources while you can. Remember, schoolofthespirit.tv. All the prices are marked. There's no codes. Just straight up get there while you can. Their clock is ticking. It's time to fight fire with fire. Let me just repeat that because I'm not just speaking words out of my mouth. I am prophesying to you right now, and I need you to perk up your spiritual ears. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear the will of the Lord in the battle you're fighting this morning. I need you to track with me. So, are you ready? It's time to fight fire with fire. I said it's time to fight fire with fire. Some of you have experienced hell fire in your life. Some of you have experienced the enemy burning up your financial prospects. Some of you have experienced the enemy burning up your relationships. Some of you have experienced the enemy burning up your career options. Come on. What is the enemy burning in your life? Some of you have been burned relationally. You've been burned. You've been betrayed. You've been burned emotionally. Who am I talking to today? It's time to fight fire with fire. Oh, you're still not getting it. Let me be a little more explicit. It's time to release the fire of God on the enemy of your soul who has come in like a flood to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You can't release everyday, average, ordinary warfare prayers when the enemy has set your house on fire. You can't sit idly by and just worship and sing kumbaya. Worship is good. Worship is part of our warfare. But sometimes you must go beyond the worship. You must go into fire mode. When all hell is breaking loose against you, you need to step into fire mode. It's not time to merely praise and thank. We praise and thank. We don't leave out the praise and the thanks. I'm not suggesting that you don't praise and thank. It's important that we praise him because he inhabits the praises of his people. It's important that we thank him because thanksgiving is a part and parcel of our reality. We thank him in all things. Scripture says, give thanksgiving in things. Praise him through things. So here's the thing. That's good, but that might not be enough for the battle you're facing. I said, that's good. It's good to worship. It's good to praise. It's good to thank, but it might not be enough for the battle that you're facing. Some of you still aren't getting this. You're not getting this. You're contradicting me. Even now, as I release the strategy of the Lord, some of you are pushing back on me. Don't push back on me. Push back on the wicked one. I'm trying to help you. Oh, come on. Grab hold of it today. Maybe you're not used to this kind of aggressive warfare. But when the enemy is being aggressive toward you, singing kumbaya and thanking Jesus is only going to take you so far. He has given you authority. That means there's times that you have to do something about the devil that's doing something to you. Jesus said, I've given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means harm you. He didn't say he would trample them all for you. He said, you trample. You take authority. He's given us authority, and sometimes it's not enough just to sit and soak in the presence of God. It's wonderful. I love that. But that's not always going to get the job done when you are in a battle for your life. We need to understand the fire of God and pray fire prayers and release fire decrees and make fire declarations. Come on, who's with me? Finally, who's stepping in? Who's stepping up? Who's stepping on board with this fire prayer today? Jesus, This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. And it is a fiery day. I'm about tired of watching the enemy burn things up in your life. It's time to fight fire with fire. If you can't handle it, that's okay. The Kumbaya channel is over there at facebook.com/kumbaya. But the enemy does not stop attacking you just because you're praising. While you're praising, he might be attacking your child. And you're like, well, how is that possible? Because the enemy doesn't fight fair. We need to cover our children, cover our businesses, cover our finances. We need to cover our families, cover our friends, cover our pastors, cover our leaders. We need to cover them. And yes, please don't be offended. Worship is critical. Worship can bring you into that place where you're able to shake off some of the oppression of the enemy so that you can rise up and fight fire with fire. Track with me. Don't get offended when we go into war. I can feel the offense. Dear God, help me, Jesus. I can feel it. Go ahead and be offended. Offense is the bait of Satan. You can't fight and win when you are offended with the messenger that's bringing you the strategy to take over the enemy that has taken over you. Taken over your finances, taken over your mind, taken over your child. Held them hostage. We got to bind the strong man. Come on and pray with me, guys. Come on and let me know where you're coming in from, what city, what nation. And then share this for me. Share it somewhere, anywhere, and everywhere. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. Share it somewhere. You might say, why are you doing warfare? Because I've been under attack and I'm about to go into nations and plant seeds of the gospel. And I am going to take the preemptive strike. I'm not going to sit back and wait for other people to pray for me. Everybody says, oh, I'm praying for you, sister, please. Either you don't know how to pray, or you're not praying the right prayers, or you're not praying enough, or there's not enough of you praying. Listen, if I'm getting hit left, right, and center, that means there's something that's bigger than what we've seen. If you're getting hit front, line, and center, front, side, and back, it means there's something that you haven't discerned in the spirit, or you haven't stood long enough against it. You haven't taken your stand, taken your place, taken your spot, sat in your watchtower. Or there's not enough people standing with you because one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Maybe you need to add another 10 people to the prayer team to break through the attack because it's an onslaught. Come on, you fight fire with fire. Good morning, Salem, Ohio. Come on in, guys. Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, come in with me. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. I'm looking for the nations. I'm looking for Suriname, South America to join us. Suriname, South America, we're looking to plant a prayer hub in your city. It can be done over Zoom. It can be done on the phone. It can be done in person. Check it out. And there may be a sponsorship available for you in Suriname. Check that out. Come on in, guys. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Share quickly. How are we doing over there with the sharing? Oh, my goodness. What is up lately with the sharing? It's not hard. All you got to do is go click, click. And your click could cause somebody to receive a revelation that's going to save their marriage. Your click could cause someone to receive the prayer at the right time so they don't commit suicide and jump off a building. Your click. You have no idea how many rewards can come to you through your sharing a message because you become part of the messenger crew, the messenger team, where you're part and parcel of someone receiving their breakthrough. I'm telling you the truth. Hello, Pennsylvania. We're going to start the official broadcast in just about 1 minute. I've been carried away with exhortation, and that's all right. And we're going to start in 1 minute. We're going to read from Evenings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And then we are going to begin to lift up the name of Jesus, the name above all names, the name at which every knee must bow, the name at which every tongue must confess that he is the Lord God Almighty, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the forerunner, the faithful witness. That is our God. We're gonna read today from Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Remember, you can find all my archives of these broadcasts over there on my YouTube channel exclusively. Guys, there's new content going forth all the time. This exclusive to YouTube. So please make sure you get over there and subscribe so we can hit that 250,000 subscriber mark. So do that for me. And we're going to begin to get into our prayer. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Then we're going to just pray and see what God does. And we're going to pray through this fire prayer toward the end of the broadcast. You got to fight fire with fire. So share this quickly. All my apps want to update suddenly, right when I'm trying to go live. I don't need an update that bad. I just need to go live. Come on, let's do this. Get my sip of water, get my sip of coffee. Come on, Prophet Vanessa, keep the order. Tell them what to do. Jesus. Let's do this. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Let me just prophesy to you, something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Operating in the Secret Dimension, the Seer's Secret Dimension, discerning and navigating unseen mystic realms of the kingdom. There is a secret dimension in the spirit. Maybe you've never seen it because maybe you've not been taught how to tap into it. I want you to get on over there and check this out at schoolofthespirit.tv/secret. I'm going to teach you the biblical reality of the secret dimension. I'm going to teach you the secret of God's presence, the secret place of thunder, the secret demonic places, the secret places and storehouses where treasures lie, the secret war chest in heaven, the secret council of God, the secret council of demons, the secrets in people's heart, and so much more. You have the inherent ability to enter the secret dimension. God shares his secrets with two types of people, his servants, the prophets, and those who walk in the fear of the Lord. There's a 7-part course. You're going to learn about the reality of the secret dimension, how to tap into these realms, and every seer needs to take this course. So armed with these secrets, you're going to be better prepared to navigate spiritual realms, deal with demonic onslaughts, and walk in your high calling. You can watch on demand online right now. It is available for you at schoolofthespirit.tv/secret. Guys, I'm coming to you live from South Florida. My church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Our heart is to equip you to live a supernatural breakthrough lifestyle. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. Guys, I'm teaching 3 individual messages, different messages every single weekend. 10:47 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 4 p.m. are the service times. You can find our first service online. It's free to watch at ahop.online. It's on ahop.online. It's ahop.online. It's free to watch. You can watch the messages throughout the weeks, but there are literally nearly 400 archived messages available to the official web church members, as well as the online healing, prophecy, deliverance rooms, the prayer line, the pastoral advice, the virtual life group, the midweek. It's all there for you when you become official. Check that out at ahop.online/webchurch. The 1:30 and 4 p.m. are School of the Spirit at AHOP. Come on over. We're starting a series on angels, activating angels on assignment. You're going to learn and grow a lot. You're going to understand the angelic realm, how to work with those angels. They're there to work with you and for you. God sent them as ministering spirits. They're flames of fire, and we need to understand what to do and what not to do. Did you know angels can be grieved just like the Holy Spirit can? Angels can be grieved, and we don't want to grieve our angels. We want them at attention, ready to go and help us fight and win. And many things they do, many things they do. Check that out, schoolofthespirit.tv/angels. 4 p.m., we're teaching prophets on the 7 mountains, the prophets in the 7 mountain mandate. Check that out at schoolofthespirit.tv/mountains. Every prophet needs to take that course. You need to understand these mountains. We need to be making a difference. I'm sitting before the Lord this morning, reading a book And I'm just like, my God, I need to press in deeper. I need to see the impact of my intercession. I need to influence nations with the gospel. I need to do that. I'm called to do that. I need to raise up intercessors in the nations. That's not what I do. It's who I am. So I'm looking to raise you up. Check it out at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Today's devotional comes from Evenings with the Holy Spirit. Evenings with the Holy Spirit. Evenings with the Holy Spirit. And we are going to read the devotion. It's titled, Take On an Abundance Mindset. Take on an abundance mindset. And here's what I heard the Lord say. Abundance. Father's kingdom is one of abundance. There's always more than enough. Don't allow scarcity to enter your mind. Don't allow fear of lack to enter your soul. Stop thinking about what you might not have and focus on what you do have. You have promises in the Word about provision and prosperity, says the Lord. You have me dwelling inside you. You have eternal life awaiting you. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. You don't have to wonder where your provision is coming from. We have more than enough, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on. We, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, have more than enough. We need to shake off this lack mentality. It's detrimental to the kingdom of God. How can you support missions, support prayer, support ministry, support the gospel? How? If you are lacking, broken, busted, disgusted, just broke, how? We need to believe God to tap into the more than enough that we sing about, that we pray about. Amen. We're going to pray about that this morning, I believe. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Evenings with the Holy Spirit wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter from the devotional. You are a God of more than enough, and Father is faithful to share his wealth with me. I have all things pertaining to life and godliness. Help me to see what truly belongs to me. Show me the riches of the glory that is in Christ. Teach me to receive the good gifts available to me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we thank you that you are so good. You are the good shepherd. You are the good provider. You are perfect in your provision. Father, would you help us? Would you help us today? Would you help us today to see you as the God of more than enough, to really see you as the God of more than enough, not just talk about you as the God of more than enough, but to see you as the God of more than enough in all of your glory. We praise you as the God of more than enough. We praise you as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We praise you as the God who has no lack, the God of abundance, the God of the overflow. We praise you and we thank you because you are the God who has promised to supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. There is no lack in your kingdom. So we ask you, Father, today, for the sake of your glory, to help us to renew our minds with an abundance mentality. Would you help us, Lord, to drive out every voice of lack, every root of lack, every trace of lack from our minds, oh God. Deliver us from the lack mentality. Deliver us from the poverty mindset. Deliver us from the less than a reality, God. Help us to see you as you are. You have everything we need. You've created everything for our good pleasure. You are the God of more than enough. And if you don't have it, you'll make it for us. You are still Elohim. You are still Creator God. You can take and you can make something out of nothing. Lord, just show me a picture of Peter pulling a coin out of the mouth of the fish. I believe in this season, God is going to share with us divine strategies for wealth creation. I believe that. I'm believing it for me. I'll believe it for you too, but you've got to believe it. Come on, I'm pray teaching you now. Scripture tells us that God has given us the power to create wealth to establish his covenant in the earth. Listen, let me just tell you a quick story. I was coming home from church on Sunday. It's 6 o'clock at night, 5:30. And I've been there all day preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. And I'm coming in, I'm hungry. And I run in to my neighbor. And my neighbor says, I notice you have an extra parking spot. We only have one covered spot in our condo. And I said, yes, I have two. Praise God. And she's like, well, would you want to rent it to us? And I'm like, well, I don't know. And she's like, well, think about it. So I went and looked up the price of a covered car spot in my building, and it's $250 a month. $250 a month is a whole lot of money per year. I don't know how much it is, about $4,000. That is a way that the Lord has given me to create a new revenue stream, because that's money in my little pocket. God will show you. He will do for you. He will position you in a way that you can create wealth. Come on. If I just came up to you and said, hey, if I can park my car next to yours, would you give you $4,000? Would you take it, or $3,500, whatever it is? I said, yes, ma'am, I'll take it. Put it right in my pocket. Sew it right into my ministry. Do whatever you got to do. The power to create wealth. God is doing this for me. Why? Not because I'm special, but because I believe he will. Come on. God is doing this for me, not because I'm, you know, somebody came to me up in the church the other day, walked right up into the lobby and handed me an envelope out of nowhere. I said, what is this? He said, the Lord told me to give this to you. I opened up the envelope and there was $2,000 worth of greenbacks in that envelope. $2,000. Hundreds, 50s, 20s. I said, well, praise be to the Lord. I didn't ask for it. I didn't even ask God for it. But he knows I'm serious about the kingdom business. 3 weeks ago, somebody walked up to me in the lobby and they handed me an envelope. And I said, what is this? They said, I want to bless you. It had $500 in the envelope. 20s and 10s. I said, praise be. Why? Why does God do that for me? Why am I so blessed? It's because I'm about the Father's business and I'm believing for revenue streams to advance his kingdom. You know how many prayer hubs I sponsor personally? I sponsor a ton of prayer hubs personally. Why? Because I want to see prayer in the nations. When we get our mind off worrying about money and start to be more concerned about the lost souls who are dying and going to hell every moment of every day, God can use us and trust us as a conduit so that the money doesn't just pool in our hands, but the money comes to us and then we release it back out into the kingdom of God and the places that he tells us. And there's a continual pipeline of source of funding coming into my life because of that. Adopt that mindset. Believe him. I used to have a lack mentality. I used to have a poverty mindset because I used to be poor. But once I got my mind on the Creator, once I got the mind on Jireh, once I got my mind on the kingdom purpose, I began to get the power to create wealth and tap into it. It belongs to you. Father, help us. Help us, because you are able to do far more abundantly than all that we think or ask according to the power that works in us. We are able. We are able. We are able. That thief, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to destroy our mindsets, our attitudes, the words coming out of our mouth that curse our finances. But you, Jesus, have come. You've come to give us life and life more abundantly to the full until it overflows. You tell us in your word, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men will give into your bosom. You've given us this promise, but somehow we don't believe it. Somehow we don't step into it. We don't walk into it. We don't do what your word says to do. So we don't have what your word says we can have. Would you forgive us? Because there's people dying and going to hell because there's not enough money money to send to the missionaries. There's not enough true churches that preach the gospel to raise up disciples. This is part of the Great Commission, and yet we're just barely getting by. Y'all barely getting by street. Too many Christians just don't even have enough. We need to break out of that, God. Lord, help me to help your people break out of that, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you tell us in your word to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that everything else we need will be added to us. But we don't believe it. Clearly, I believe it, but so many of your people, God, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. They don't believe it, because if they believed it, they would do it. They will be doers of the word. And the reason why they're deceived, God, is because they hear these scriptures, but they don't do it. They don't step into it. They don't sow into it. They don't speak into it. They don't walk in it because they don't believe it. And then they're deceived because the word came to them, but they rejected it because of their past, because of their experience, because of their generational heritage, because grandmama was broke, mama was broke, Cece was broke, auntie was broke, boo-boo was, everybody broke, and now they broke. So Father, help us to get past this brokenness in financial realms and to step into the fullness. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Father, help us. Help us. You tell us in your word that you will open up to us your good treasury, the heavens, to give rain to the land, which is prosperity, which is blessings. Help us, Lord. You tell us you'll bless the work of our hands. You tell us everything we put our hand to will prosper. Well, we got to put our hand to the right thing. We got to sow to the right place. We got to give to the right one. And you tell us in your word that we shall lend to many nations and never have to borrow. So, Father, thank you. Thank you that you do supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you. Thank you that you are able to make all grace abound to us, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, we can abound in every good work. Father, help us to hear, because out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. Help us to get the lack out of our mouth. Help us to get the lack out of our mind. Help us get the lack out of our thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. You tell us in your word that you will crown our year with bounty and our wagon trucks will overflow with abundance. Lord, we want to step into the overflow. We want to feast on abundance. We want to have enough to give away, 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 to give away. We want to support prayer. We want to support missions. We want to support local churches, church planting. We want to support these things because that is where the eternal rewards are. This life is so short. This life will extinguish. It will expire. Everything we have in this age will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And the seed we sow in this life affects our eternity. What we do, everything's a seed. So, Father, would you help us? Because for the one who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Help us, Lord, not to be so stingy, so greedy, to hold in our fists so tightly what we earned when you're the one that gave it to us. And you're telling us so. You're telling us so. You're telling us so. You're telling us give. You're telling us be generous. And we're so worried about our own, our four and no more. We're so worried about it that we just can't seem to sow. And we wonder why we don't grow. We wonder why we don't have enough. We wonder why we're always in lack. Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We wonder. We wonder. We wonder. You tell us each one must give as he's decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. But sometimes when we do give, we're not cheerful about it. We do it out of obligation, out of religiosity, and we're not giving out of the right spirit sometimes. We're giving out of just because we have to, because we're embarrassed if we don't. That's not right. Help us to get it right, God. Help us to get it right. Help us to bring the full tithe into the storehouse. There might be food in your house. Lord, help us to put you to the test. If you're not open the windows of heaven and pour down a blessing for us that there's no room to contain, God, help us to stop withholding good from whom it was due when it's in our power to do it. Help us, Lord, to be generous, God, that you will repay us for our generosity. What we make happen for somebody else, you will make happen for us. Whoever gives to the poor will not want, but he who hides his eyes will get a curse. God, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us, God. God, help us to get this right, because where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. So we honor you, and our heart is with you, and we want to do this your way. So we, you know, we're going to do right now, we're going to sow a seed. And I've never done this, not one time in the 9 years of this broadcast. But before we move on to dealing with the enemies with fire, we're going to sow a seed right now. Whoever feels so led, you're going to sow a seed right now. If you feel led to do that, because some of you have been eating your seed, and that is why you don't have a harvest. Some of you have been eating your seed. You've been neglecting to give. And now is the time to repent and to sow and to say, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to start believing you for what you said you could do. I'm not going to start defying you by eating my seed. I'm not going to start to continue to defy you by not keeping a seed in the ground so I can have a harvest that blesses many. Listen, if you feel like sowing today, we're going to go right back into prayer, but I feel strongly that this is going to break a lack attack in your lives. Some of you, this is the turning point right now, and you can sow today at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed there, or you can just, you know, I've never done this one time, so don't start looking at me with the side eye. Amen. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. You can text, you can use the text to give. Text the word give to 754-701-2161. Text the word give and follow the instructions to 754-701-2161. I'm trying to help you break that lack attack right now. The best way to break it is by sowing a seed, I'm telling you. And then believe and don't regret it later and be like, well, she talked. I ain't talking you into nothing, honey. The Holy Spirit's talking you into it. If you feel led, if you don't feel led, don't do it. PayPal, paypal.me. The problem is some Christians never feel led to give, and that's why they're poor. Venmo, PayPal is paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. The Zelle. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire. The P.O. Box, P.O. Box 30 Kotorabashi, P.O. Box 30563. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303, P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. You can use the Facebook stickers and the YouTube stars, and you know me well enough to know. I've never one time stopped at the middle of a prayer broadcast, but I feel so strongly. I usually do the offering at the last 3 minutes of the broadcast, but I feel so strongly that some of you just need to tap into this revelation from God, the power to create wealth. I have had financial favor on my life ever since I got saved, ever since I got saved. And that same financial favor can be on your life. It's supposed to be on your life, but it can't be on your life if you're not sowing. There's no reason for God to give you financial favor if you're not a giver. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. You're not supposed to be a dead sea. It's supposed to flow through you. Amen. Some of you need to sow right now, and I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you will see the financial favor that's on my life come upon your life. I pray that the black attack is broken off your life and that this today will be the beginning of a new season in your life, a forever season where you sow first and not last. Where you give first and not as an afterthought, where you're the first one to stand up in the church and say, Pastor, I can help. I'll sow $100 into that building project. I'll do it for the glory of God instead of hoping somebody else gives the pledge. I say today in Jesus' name that we are reversing every financial curse, that we are stepping into financial blessing, overflow, that we are going forth with a generous spirit, that we will no longer eat our seed. And I ask you to multiply this seed back to the giver in the name of Jesus. And I'm expecting huge testimonies to come out of this. I know that Bruce Parkman's going to have a huge testimony out of this. Watch, watch, watch. Some of you are going to have huge testimonies over this. I believe you'll all have a breakthrough, but some of you are going to have massive because some of you have been holding on, holding on, holding on. And now that you've released this seed, God can release the blessing. Amen. Amen. I truly believe it. I wouldn't say it if I didn't. I truly believe it. Let's transition into our next segment now. Let me get a sip of water, sip of coffee, pray in the spirit. Pastor Joy's like, yeah, I'll take it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We're going to keep praying. Let me just pray in the spirit for a minute. I just feel just to pray this. Let me just pray with me in the spirit for just a moment. Jesus, I can't get past this. Oh, somebody just needs to begin to give glory to God. I just feel our thanksgiving is taking us to a higher level. This is where we give thanks. This is where we begin to praise for what God already did and for what he's doing right now that you can't see and for what he's about to do that you don't know. Come on, get your expectation. I can't get past this, right? We're going to stay right here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're breaking the back of lack. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing what only you can do. Thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh. It's not just a name we say. It's a reality of our heart, of our lives. You are a good God. You are the provider. You will not leave us without help. You will not leave us alone. You will not leave us. You will not leave us in poverty. You will not leave us in lack. Jesus. Begin to thank him. I just can't move on from this. We're going to have to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Jesus. Thank you for debt cancellations. Thank you for new jobs that drive in more income than we've ever known before, so we can bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Generational lack is being broken. Thank you, Jesus. Mindsets are being shifted. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's going to have a 24-hour breakthrough listening to me. Check back with me tomorrow. Somebody's about to have a 24-hour breakthrough, a stubborn issue. It's not all about money that you get back. It's other things that you get back. Understand, when we sow a seed, yes, God will reap in kind, but God will also reap other. He will also bring other things. Some of you, you're sowing for a prodigal. Some of you, you're sowing for a healing. Some of you, you're sowing for a deliverance. God, you're sowing out of obedience, but God can use that seed to bring forth a harvest of any kind in your life. Jesus. Yamashtomra, Yeramishte, Brakatarabo, Yaraba, Keteremo, Shera, Mashta. Jesus, thank him for that breakthrough. Thank him for that financial breakthrough. Thank him. Just keep thanking him. We're sealing the deal right now. We're not moving on. We're staying put. We're going to continue to praise him. Jesus. Come on, he's your provider. You know, I used to be on food stamps. I was falsely accused of a crime I didn't commit. I used every penny I had to get out of that jail. I had to hire an attorney. I had saved $70,000. This is about 20-something years ago. And I had saved diligently $70,000. And that's how much it cost to hire the attorney. I was not saved at the time. But how many of you knew the Lord knew exactly how much money I would need to hire the attorney? I had $70,000. The attorney didn't ask me how much money you have. The bat was how much it cost. And that's exactly how much I had. I never thought about that before. That's exactly how much I had. I'd saved $70,000, and that's the exact amount the attorney wanted. And I gave him that, and he proved me innocent, and I got out of jail, but I was on food stamps. I was destitute. I had nothing. I had a broken down car. I couldn't pay the rent. I couldn't do anything. And then God was so good that that attorney sent me back like $9,000 because he didn't spend it all. And that was like God's little nest egg for me. And I got by for a while then. And then God taught me how to tithe. Then I wasn't tithing. I was a brand new Christian. I didn't know I was supposed to tithe. And I kept letting my friends borrow money, even though I didn't have much. I'd let them borrow $20 here, $20 there. And it turned out several hundred dollars later, they hadn't paid me back. And I was so mad. And I was bowing before the Lord in prayer. And I said, I'm mad. All these people are stealing from me. Make them stop stealing from me. I don't understand why they're stealing from me. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's not right. And the Lord said, stop stealing from me. And I said, what do you mean stop stealing from me? I'm not stealing from you. And he took me to Malachi and he taught me about tithes and offerings. I didn't know. Nobody taught me. I'd just been born again. And I began to tithe. And within 13 months, I was off food stamps and I was living in a condo and I had more clients than I could handle. And I ended up getting completely out of debt. And that's how I did it. I followed the voice of the Lord and the scriptures that are written in the book. And now God has given me financial favor ever since then. I don't worry about money anymore. I'm a good steward of it. I won't waste it. I hate to waste money. I don't want to waste money. It doesn't, but I am not afraid to do what God tells me to do with it, to sow it. I remember the first time that I sowed a $1,000 seed, I thought I'd pass out. That was the first barrier I broke. Some of you need to start learning how to break your giving barrier. I remember the first time I sowed a $1,000 seed, I thought I'd pass out. Then I remember the first time I sowed a $5,000 seed, I was sweating. I remember the first time I sold a $10,000 seed. I mailed the check to a ministry and I was waiting on the postman to tell him to open the post box to give it back to me because I had changed my mind. But it was too late. I remember the first time I sold a $25,000 seed. And now that's nothing. But see, the more you sow, the more you reap. And God has to lead you in that. But some people, the problem is they never feel led to sow a thing. And that's why, that's not the only reason why people are in poverty. Sometimes there's generational curses. Those can be broken. Sometimes there's, you know, bad stewardship. You can learn stewardship. But the reason why so many people are not prospering is because they eat their seed. They don't ever put it in the ground. They don't sow. And what do you expect? The scripture says you can reap what you sow. So if you don't have seed in the ground, how in the world do you expect to have a harvest? And I learned that right at the beginning of my walk with God. And I think the reason why, part of the reason why I had to go through that lack, that hardship, you know, that poverty that I was in when I got out of that jail, part of the reason was so I could know what it felt like, so I could relate to people that are going through those things. Part of the reason why I believe I suffered financially was so I would have compassion on people who suffer financially, because there's a lot of them. But God also taught me how to break through so I could teach you how to break through. And then and God continues to prosper me because I'm a giver. I'm generous. I sow. I do what God says to do. And I'm not perfect and neither are you. But, you know, God is, if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. He's no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons. Amen. Well, we're not going back into prayer today. I guess I'll have to do my fire against demonic foes tomorrow. I just felt I needed to stay on that. I've never once in the whole history of this 9-year broadcast done that, but I feel like God is definitely on it. God is on this. So begin to make sure you're tithing at your local church and begin to give your offerings. You can give offerings outside your local church. Begin to do that. Don't wait for God to give you 5 signs. Ask God to make you a giver, to give you the grace to give, and watch what he does. Watch what he does. Watch what he does. So tomorrow, guys, my intro will probably be similar to today's, but it's not a replay. Maybe I'll wait a few days because the fire, we're talking about fire against the enemies. I think this was fire. You're right. Somebody said that was fire against the enemy. It was fire against the enemy. It was fire against the enemy. Amen. We can be givers and sowers and still have a lack mentality, and it can delay our harvest. The good news is if your harvest is delayed, it's pent up And God can pour it out. But if you're having a hard time believing you'll receive, if you're giving and sowing out of obligation rather than understanding the revelation and the power in it, that could be a reason why you're not prospering. If you have lack in your mouth and you always talk about how you can't afford things, that can be a reason why you're not prospering. Amen. Carolyn has this revelation. Carolyn, I sure do need your help in the church. I'd like to activate you into service somehow, because I feel like you have a lot to offer. So why don't you come talk to me on Sunday? Amen. We got to get you doing something. I feel like you just got so many gifts and so much to offer. I'd love to see you doing something. Amen. We need more prayer going forth. We need my goodness, greeting and kids church. I mean, there's so much to do. I don't want to put any pressure on you, Carolyn, but if you want to serve, because I just feel like you got so much to offer, then connect with me. Let's get you plugged in somewhere. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God is good. All the time, God is good. Whew, my goodness. Jesus. 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 Somebody need to go back and listen to this broadcast again. This was completely spontaneous, impromptu, and I truly believe. Remember last year, maybe last summer, and I prophesied about something. Financial upgrade? Yeah, I prophesied about upgrades. And the next day, people were reporting upgrades. And for like the next month, people were reporting upgrades, 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 upgrades everywhere. Guys, pray for me, would you? I believe that's going to be the same thing here. People are going to start seeing financial breakthroughs, windfalls. I truly believe it. I don't just come on here. I'm not one of those shysters. You know that. Some of you might be new to this broadcast, but there's so many shysters on Facebook pumping for money. Those are false prophets. Be careful. This was spontaneous. If you go back and listen, those of you who are just coming in, it's just the Lord just broke in. Have you ever had a knowing when you just know that you know that you know? That class is one of the classes that's 70% off. And again, everything, all the courses, not the schools, because the schools are next to nothing anyway. The courses, all the courses, 70% off. I told you it was big. Knowing is one of those courses. So you're going to want to find that over there, scout around in there. And the cool thing is you don't need a code. Everything's priced for you. It's already marked down. That way you don't have to worry about remembering a code. I've tried to make it just, we've spent quite a lot of money just getting this whole flash sale ready for you. I told you to watch for it. I told you to wait for it. This is it. This is big. Now, what's going to happen is when you buy this content, you're going to have it forever. We are going to move it in the next few weeks to a new platform, and it's no big deal. You'll just sign in on a new platform, and it'll be there for you. It'll be in two different places, but you'll enjoy it better on the new platform. So you'll always have it. That's my promise to you, and you will have everything you've ever purchased. It'll be on the new platform. It'll be on the old platform for a while if you want to watch it right away, but on a new platform, it's a much nicer platform. You're going to love it, and we're going to start building out communities there, and well, I better not get ahead of myself. Hello. I gotta wait. I got more big announcements, but I'm gonna wait. I want to tell you everything right now, and I can't, but I want you to get over there. There's so much over there at schoolofthespirit.tv. There's Christian living classes, there's prophetic classes, there's spiritual warfare classes, there's all sort of seer classes. There's deliverance classes. There's so much over there. And then when we get to the new platform in a few weeks, I got more good news for you. Yes, I do. But we'll hold off on that. Hallelujah. So check that out. Everything is 70%. Have you ever heard of that before? 70% off. People think I'm crazy. You know what? And I almost like, wow, because these courses were $300, $400, $500, $600 a piece. Some of you purchased them on Early Bird. This is lower than Early Bird. When they first came out, some of you purchased this class on Early Bird. This is rock bottom, guys. Grab it while you can. You will be glad you did. schoolofthespirit.tv. Once it goes, it goes. There can be no exceptions because it's gone bye-bye. I mean, this is it. This is it. We've worked really hard for a long, long time to get all this ready, and we're still working very hard. So get on over there. Amen. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. He's never not good. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. How's everybody doing today? Good? Are we doing good? Are we doing good? Are we doing good? Are we doing good? All right. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember to listen to the messages on Sundays at ahop.online. It's free to register. You can even multitask while you do it if you want. The worship is tremendous. It's a good word. We're teaching a series now called Only Believe. So you can grab hold of that if you'd like to. It's free to watch. Just register and stay track with your email. I'm telling you, there's more stuff coming. More stuff coming. If you're coming to the Elijah Company Intensive, guys, we are almost sold out. I haven't looked. I said I was going to look over the weekend. I'm going to try to take a look at it, have somebody go look at it for me. If you wait to the last minute, you'll just be moved to online, but we'd really like you to come in person. And we're just getting so many new people coming this time. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where all these people are coming from, quite frankly. We have so many new people coming that some of you, all of our regulars, we want you there, but please sign up or at least let us know you're coming. Okay. Please at least let us know you're coming because we have so many new people coming. And, you know, not everybody comes to all of them. There's some of you, you've been to every one. And I want to make sure you get your seat. So if you can't, if you're waiting to, about getting off work or you're waiting on, you know, your tax refund or whatever it is you're waiting on, if you're waiting on all that, please, 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 at least let us know you want to come. Okay. So because the seats are filling up. Elijah Company, it's a 3-day intensive, 4 if you count Sunday, it is off the charts. Prophetic training. This is times. This is not how to 3 ways to hear the voice of God. This is deeper teaching, stuff that's relevant to prophets today. It'll prepare you even, it'll prepare your spirit and your soul because your soul's part of it. You know, your soul's involved because you have to articulate what the Lord is saying. And if you have bitterness or you have emotional issues, you know, that's going to temper your prophecy. You know that, right? If you ever seen an angry prophet? Uh-huh. So if you're going to come, then come globalpropheticcenter.com, globalpropheticcenter.com. Check that out as well. And awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. If you want to hear more, learn more about what this really is, I've made a presentation for you. You can join me at awakeningprayerhubs.com/hero and check that out as well. So remember, schoolofthespirit.tv, that is everything is 70% off, guys. And, you know, just think about it. When you're making one of these course purchases, you're getting something, but you're also helping us to do what we need to do in the ministry. This transition has cost us, well, I can't even tell you. The transition has cost us a tremendous amount of money, momentum, time, resources. But I know my God, and I know he's about to make up for all of it somehow, some way, because the enemy blindsided us. And, but you know what, this is a great example because God, what the enemy meant for harm, God worked for good. He really did. Listen, if you want to sow today, go get a course. You know, if you want to sow today, just into the Israel trip though, you can do that at jenniferleclaire.org/donate, jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed there. You can become a partner at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can also use the Cash App. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. $Prophetic Books. You can also use the text to give, text the word give, G-I-V-E, 754-701-2161, and follow the prompts. You can also use the Zelle. Zelle is info@jenniferleclaire.org, info@jenniferleclaire.org. You can use the PayPal, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. And the P.O. Box, P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. Amen. You can find all those different ways at JenniferLeClaire.org/donate. And Lord, I ask you to bless this offering.
release it back, multiply it back to the givers in Jesus' name. And Father, I lift up all my Awakening Prayer Hub leaders all over the world, 100 nations, as well as the Awakening House churches, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church official members, and my home church, Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale. I lift up the Ignite Prophetic Network members, the Company of Seers, the School of the Spirit.tv students, as well as the school. And I just say, Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Father, help us today to follow your footsteps, to tap into divine knowledge, to educate ourselves. Lord, to seek the knowledge of the holy. Help us, Lord, to put knowledge into action, and it becomes power. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, Lord, because you are worthy. Order our steps to the places you want us to go and cause our hands to prosper in everything we put them to, according to your will. Lord, bring home the prodigals, restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver people from evil, save our family members and our friends in the name of Jesus. Father, we're so grateful for who you are and that you've put breath in our lungs. I ask you to protect us today and help us to please you in all of our ways. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Remember, globalpropheticcenter.com, igniteprophetic.com, schoolofthespirit.tv. Grab the courses you want because they are going in a vault. You will not see these courses again. If you ever see any of these courses again in the public, it'll be years from now. We've got 26 new classes to debut over the course of this next year. And so the old ones, out with the old, in with the new. Amen. God is good all the time. Visit while you can. I don't want to nag you to death, but I know how some of you are. You get to be a little bit of a procrastinator. And this is not something you want to procrastinate on. Amen. Schoolofthespirit.tv. Everything 70% off just for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a breakthrough day.